This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
Where would that be exactly, huh?
Where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That'd be right here in a good old USA.
It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Welcome, folks, to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Glad to have you along. Hope you're out there driving carefully on these ever slick roads.
Yeah.
Because it seems like it's been, I don't know what. Kev, would you say every day has been winter since last Thursday?
I live out in Minnesota Lakes Country. It's just been a steady flurries going for like 5 days.
And a slickness to the roads.
Yeah, and the wind isn't helping.
Yeah.
That sheens it all up. So
be careful if you're out and about. Nancy Pelosi is going to speak, they think they're estimating around noon Eastern, so about 11 our time today, about her political future. What do you think she's going to do? I think she's doing this big hurrah on the House floor. It's not that I'm going to stick around and be a minority leader or just a member of Congress from California. I think it's her farewell. No idea. And nobody's really speculating on this at all, but what do you think? Okay, she's saying goodbye?
Oh yeah. Yep.
I think so too. She's had enough.
Yep. This will be her last. Well, she's still got 2 years on her term, doesn't she?
Yeah. She could resign.
I don't think she's going to resign, but maybe, I don't know, the guy can hope.
You'd go from the Speaker of the House to hanging out. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Is that any good?
Exactly.
I don't think that.
If she steps down and they've got to appoint somebody from her district, and who would appoint that person? Oh, yeah. Would they get in
well,
there?
It's San Francisco.
Yeah. Gavin Newsom, I believe, would be a part of that process, wouldn't he, as the governor of the state? I don't think they'd have any kind of special election.
Good question. I can't remember exactly. With senators, you get the governor involved. I don't think with House members you do. I think you resign. If you resign, I think the seat's vacant. I don't think you appoint somebody to take a position, but all those are details we can deal with after we find out what the heck she's going to do. Earlier today, we had some news from the House Oversight Committee announcing that they will be doing some probes related to the dealings of Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden. In the Oversight Committee, a lot of details on that as well. So that was news we covered for you earlier. Later on the program, Kevin Piper is going to be your founder, president of Piper's Auction and Realty and Piper's Land Management. Get an update from him just on land values and how things are going. Of course, you hear him every weekend, Saturday morning, bright and early, and the America's Land Auctioneer. So we always enjoy those conversations. I'm going to get in one call, and then we're going to talk a little bit about some warm and fuzzies. Some really neat giving that has been done by the folks at Bobcat. We'll do that in a moment. But first, Jeff in Castleton, what's on your mind? Jeff, take it away.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I know the early morning show has Brian Cronk on, and this has kind of been bothering me or questioning me anyway. I don't know if you have Brian Cronk or someone in that category on occasionally.
We both do, actually. He's on both the Need to Know Morning Show as well as What's on Your Mind. Yep.
Well, then you might be able to bring it up next time. The administration touts how much Americans are spending. There's a lot of spending going on. And I just got to thinking, where are they getting all this money? And so I just researched it, and consumer credit card debt is $930 billion in the third quarter, just shy of an all-time record. It's up 15% from a year earlier, the largest annual jump in 20 years. So people are spending money, but it's all on credit, the way it looks.
Yeah.
And that's gonna cause trouble like in 2008-09. So I don't know how the administration can be so happy about spending when it's all credit.
It's a fair question.
You might want to ask Brian how that factors in. I don't know.
What that's doing to the economy. All right, good points, Jeff. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Love to have our listeners out there, whether you weigh in by phone, 271-1100, by text, 237-1590. We appreciate it very much. Our next guest is Meredith Olson. Meredith is the Senior Manager of Marketing Operations at Bobcat and also a member of Bobcat's Corporate Community Impact Committee. And we're going to talk a little bit about some impact from their fall giving campaign effort. Meredith, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Nice to see you.
You too.
And this is a good news story.
It is. It's great.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Bobcat is a major employer in our community. Talk about how many employees.
They are. We have roughly 4,000 employees in North Dakota and Minnesota, 5,000 in North America. So we're a huge organization with facilities in Gwinner, Wahpeton, Fargo, Litchfield, Minnesota, Rogers. So quite a few different locations locally as well.
That's awesome. And, of course, long history in North Dakota.
Correct.
Which is awesome. And what exactly is the Fall Giving Campaign?
Sure. Well, our Fall Giving Campaign is a two-week period where we raise funds for different entities. And in the past, we've chosen one or two. So United Way has been a partner with Bobcat for over 20 years. And we raise money either through payroll donations, employee credit card donations, or site activities such as silent auctions, chili feeds, selling candy bars. And this year, we did something really different. We opened it up and we allowed employees to donate to any nonprofit of their choice. So it was a great fundraiser, or great activity, and we saw over 100 nonprofits in our area receive funding this year.
Wow. And how many dollars has cost those 100 nonprofits?
$250,000. So employees donated over $125,000, and the company matched that almost dollar for dollar.
What a fun thing, because I imagine some of those nonprofits don't exactly get the big donations.
Oh, without a doubt. So we saw organizations that I've never even seen or heard about before. So some of the organizations that you might be familiar with, such as the Ronald McDonald House, some humane societies received funding. So it was really neat to see where the employees wanted to give their donations to.
Did you keep track of the largest donation?
We did. It was actually United Way. So United Way received over 50% of the funds that were collected. So they'll be receiving a wonderful, nice check for over $125,000 between all of our different chapters.
Wow. And a nice thing about United Way is that there's not one charity. They're going to distribute that
Correct.
To many charities.
Yep. So United Way of Cass Clay is the one local, but we also have entities in Bismarck as well and some of our other locations. So it's great to spread it out between all of our locations.
Have you got a favorite, like a little engine that could, nonprofit, that got a donation?
Me personally, my favorite's the Lisbon Park District, as I'm a park board member, but we saw just a ton of donations, and it was fun to see the smaller communities receive some of these funds, as we have small communities that reside around Gwinner, North Dakota, one of our largest facilities in North Dakota. So it was fun to see those entities receive money.
What do you make at Gwinner again?
We make Bobcat skid steer, compact track loaders, excavators, mowers, a little bit of everything.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You think about the impact of Bobcat on Gwinner, and like you say, the bedroom communities around Lisbon being a prime example. It's a game changer.
Definitely.
It's a big deal.
And has been for decades.
Yeah.
I mean, the skid steer changed the world.
Yeah. He replaced the wheelbarrow.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what I love about it.
I love the little walk behind ones you guys have. That's just the bomb.
Yeah, all kinds of innovation going on as well, so that's really neat. And the Fall Giving Campaign, is it new?
No, so we've actually had the Fall Giving campaign for over a decade. So we've partnered with United Way for over 20 years, but it's something that we normally have at the end of October, and we've just started to open up and widen the range of things that we're doing.
That's neat. And a good opportunity. This year, you said the new part is the be able to select a nonprofit.
Correct. So any nonprofit, over 100 organizations this year, and $250,000. Our goal initially was $100,000 from employees, and they exceeded that. Our final day of giving, they gave over $25,000, which was just phenomenal.
I love it. And I love it that you get ahead of the holidays a little bit as well and get that giving going. That's awesome. Anything else you want to tell us, Meredith, about the effort?
No, you know, our equipment really allows our customers to do more, and what we want to do is make sure that all the employees are given every opportunity to do more within the communities that they live and work as well.
Well, they took you up on that.
They sure did.
That's for sure. Thanks, Meredith.
Thank you.
Meredith Olson, Bobcat Company's Senior Manager of Marketing Operations, member of their Corporate Community Impact Committee, and the Fall Giving Campaign effort was a historic one this year, so kind of fun to tell that story. Shout out to all the folks at Bobcat for doing some good this holiday season. That's pretty awesome. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after this. Don't go away. PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November auctions include nearly 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of cropland in McHenry County near Upham, North Dakota, 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Ransom County, and 310 acres of crop and pasture land in Barnes County, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This one's worth waiting.
Still can't turn away.
Get into the hook a little bit. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Biggest bed sheet sale ever is underway at MyPillow. Can't even believe this deal. Giza sheet sets as low as $29.99. What a deal.
I got to say, MyPillow, I was on MyPillow.com the other day. Everything's on sale. He's got a couple of BOGO deals still going. I mean, all across the board, there's deals.
And it gets better when you use promo code Scott.
Yeah.
Biggest bed
do that at the end.
Biggest bed sheet sale ever is on. Giza sheet sets as low as $29.99. Again, that's with the promo code Scott. It's a good deal. So that offer is valid the month of November. Okay? So it's on all month long, and don't let it be the kind of thing where you go, what? Why didn't I do that? Christmas gift-giving season here.
You got the slippers on sale for $49.98.
100 bucks off.
They are the best slippers you'll ever own. I'm not saying it just because, you know, they are. And I have had a lot of slippers. They're fantastic.
The best.
For this part of the world, no doubt.
The best. Absolutely. All right, 22 past the hour. I had something really weird happen during the top of the hour break on Facebook. Okay? And I screenshotted it because I didn't want to disappear if somebody told me it couldn't happen. It was a comment that said, on a particular post, sensitive content. You seen those before?
Yeah.
It blocks it out?
Yep.
Sensitive content. This photo may show violent or graphic content.
Oh, yeah. See it all the time.
So I push see photo, and you know what the photo was of?
Oh, boy. I can only imagine what.
A Bible verse.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Be still and know that I am God.
Uh-huh.
A beautiful. Ooh. One of my favorites. Be still and know that I am God. But Facebook thinks that's sensitive content.
Facebook's a joke.
Clearly.
If you're not about puppies and kitties and birthdays and graduations, then you're fine on Facebook. But other than that, it's useless.
If we're calling Bible
it's useless
versus sensitive content,
it's useless.
Nothing like that has ever happened to me before.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Although I find myself on it more than I like. But it's for puppies and kitties and, you know, birthdays and family stuff.
Is it worth me complaining?
No.
Reporting it?
No. No.
False.
The woke fact checkers and the trigger kids will. That you're seeing that Twitter is coming out of its woke fog, thanks to Elon Musk as we speak. That's what Facebook is, the whole thing. I'll put a post up about some fun thing or a family thing, and there's 100 likes and 30 comments. You put up anything about anything political, and there's just two or three likes of the people that know me that think the same. And, you'll see one comment or two. Same people every time. So, not a fan. It's a joke.
A lot of texts backing up here. Calls welcome to at 271-1100, 855-200-1776, extension 1. 855-200-1776, extension 1. Some folks still weighing in on Mitt Romney. We were having some fun with Mitt last hour. This texter says, Mitt's info show should be how to haul your dog on the roof of your car. He did that.
No.
That's real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a real rocket scientist, that guy.
You guys mentioned that St. Paul is a swamp. I worked down there for 22 years with the 494-694 loop. Anything inside the loop is a septic tank.
Yep.
Outside the loop is the drain field suburbs. Love your show in Fergus Falls.
Okay. Yep.
God bless you.
Totally agree.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Twin Cities are in trouble. Minnesota's in trouble now. Minnesota lost it all, apparently. Lost from the governor on down and both houses. All.
Texter says, Rhino Mitt Romney and his niece should be removed from the GOP party, period. His niece is Ronna McDaniel.
Yes. Hi.
Romney, who is heading up the Republican National Committee.
Yeah.
She has said she wants another term.
You know, you look at Mitt Romney and...
I just think she's kind of a non-factor. I don't even know that, you know, good... I can't say good, bad, or indifferent. I don't know, just non-factor.
Mitt Romney could be Gavin Newsom's dad. They both have that perfect hair. But Mitt Romney, about 40 years down the road from old, from young Gav, is still just, both of them, just complete and total politicians.
Another says Mitt Romney, John Kerry, Nancy Pelosi, and Biden's kids all have connections to energy companies in Ukraine. All right, get on that, Jim Jordan. Add that to the list. Another says, even if Hunter Biden is convicted, Joe will pardon him on his way out. That'd be a little, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that one bit.
I wouldn't doubt it a bit either.
But I,
And they'd have to do it before he's done.
I think it would come with some political...
He'll do that,
but
he'll resign before there's any sort of an investigation, and he'd be dead before he'd ever see a jail cell or anything.
Adam wants to translate Mitt Romney from earlier, saying, let's get back, this is Mitt translation, let's get back to giving Democrats everything they want, like the Green New Deal that was masquerading as an infrastructure bill, because that's all that spineless rhinos like me are good for. I don't know which infrastructure bill you're talking about, but there was one infrastructure bill that actually had a...
I think it's the inflation reduction thing.
Yeah, that thing's awful.
Yeah.
Awful. But there is one infrastructure bill that actually, if you break it down, is actual infrastructure like we believe to be infrastructure. Roads and bridges and, you know, things that move people and commerce. Texture says, did you see Kristi Noem mirrored Mike Pence and said something about Trump wasn't the best candidate? I did see that. She said it to the New York Times. You see this, Kev?
I did. Yep.
This surprised me, honestly. She said, almost identical to Pence, I think there's better choices out there. Interesting to see how Donald Trump will react to that, because that surprised me, Kristi Noem.
I think more, you know, more to the point, it's going to be interesting to see how the voters react during the primary. So, I mean, they're all going to have a chance to primary. They're all going to have a chance to beat him. Problem is, they're all going to have the same message that he's had since he stepped down, came down that escalator. So, you know what I mean? You're going to, well, I know he says it, but I'm saying it too, but I can do it better. You know, it's the one part of the argument that's going to win on that maybe is going to be more of a uniter, more of a, you know, more of a way to figure out how to actually work together type person. You know?
Right.
We'll see. This is, man, I tell you, my popcorn stock is full. I'm ready.
It is going to be something to see.
Oh, man.
There's no doubt about it. Nancy Pelosi speaks at about a half hour to talk about her political future.
Speaks is a stretch, I think. But
do I care? Yeah.
She's going to make words. She's going to make words here.
Yeah. There you go. Anyway, we'll find out what her... Do we really care what her future plans are? I don't know. I guess... She's in the minority, so stay in the minority and be a backbencher. Head home.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, tech, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes, and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The second biggest donor to the Democrat Party behind George Soros and founder of the now-collapsed crypto trading company FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, has been hit with a class-action lawsuit by investors alleging he and other high-profile celebrities such as NFL quarterback Tom Brady and his ex-wife, NBA stars Stephen Curry, Shaq, and others, violated Florida law and made consumers suffer more than $11 billion in damages. Republicans won a majority seats in the House of Representatives with a victory in California Wednesday. After 2 years of Democrat control of both chambers of Congress and the White House, some balance will keep one-party rule in check for now. Representative Kevin McCarthy.
And this new Republican leadership team is ready to get to work to put America back on the right track.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I've been coming here, wasting all my time.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the Freedom Matters USA studios, 28 before the top of the hour. Joe in West Fargo had a comment before we check in out to Steel, North Dakota, and Piper's Auction Central out there on I-94. Hey, Joe, what's happening? Are you there, Joe? Now I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. This is Phil.
Oh, okay. I don't know where they got Joe out of Phil, but Phil, nice to have you. How are you?
Yeah. Well, that's easy. That's easy. I'm calling about Hillary Clinton talking about Republicans going to cheat in 2024. I wonder if she has some kind of evidence, like a dossier or something, to back it up.
Yeah. That's a great question.
All right,
and the other thing, the other thing I wanted to mention, I was listening the other day when I think Scott, you went home with double vision or something, and they were talking about the election and fraud in the election of 2020. Some of those things are conspiratorial, but there are things that we know for a fact. We know for a fact that the CDC requested that Pfizer not announce the rollout of the mRNA virus until after the election. That had nothing to do with scientific inquiry. That had everything to do with politics. That's weighing the scale. We know for a fact that the FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop from 2019, and that certainly was not Russian disinformation. There was all kinds of corroborating evidence. Whitey Bulger's nephew in prison, that was on his computer. We had Bob Alinsky and others, so there was plenty of corroborating evidence. Yeah. And then the other thing that we know for a fact was the audit done in Maricopa County, where there were over 50,000-plus illegal votes. Now, that was an audit, not a recount. In that audit, they found a few more votes for Biden. That was the takeaway on CNN. But to me, the takeaway was that there were 50,000-plus illegal votes. And of those illegal votes, 292 of them were deceased people. And so that's I've decided on my tombstone, I want don't let me vote Democratic. That's what I want on my tombstone. Those are things that we know that are – yeah, go ahead.
I said it would send a powerful message future generations, for sure. All right, Joe, thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. Jim Sabe standing by, and an auction is underway at Piper's in Steele, North Dakota. Great location there. And I understand your weather's not all that good, but boy, oh boy, folks watching online right now and in person. Jim, how's she going?
You know, good. Yeah, the wind is a little chilly out. We know the roads aren't great, but we've probably got about 250 people in our facility sitting in chairs. And I know we've got now it's close to 400 people online watching a sale and bidding. And we just got rolling, but What a great day to be inside in a 70-degree facility here in Steele, North Dakota.
Yeah, no kidding. Who's auctioned today?
I tell you what, we did a major consignment sale, and we have some fantastic tractors and semis. Some guys that are retired that have brought in a lot of their equipment. So we got kind of a mixed match of a lot of guys, but all very good equipment. Some really nice payloaders if you're looking for payloaders and semis and trailers. But it's just been unbelievable, the people calling from all over the United States looking for stuff. So that makes it really nice when you have guys calling from about 30 different states to see what's going on up here in North Dakota and looking for equipment.
You know, that's pretty amazing how that's transformed auctions to have people have that ability to come in from everywhere and really helps the seller, doesn't it, Jim?
Yes, we have a lot of, yeah, it does. It helps the seller tremendously. But we've got some export companies that are online today that are looking to export to Mexico and then overseas. And they're looking for a lot of these forklifts. We have a lot of forklifts from Magnum Trucking out of Fargo there. And they're looking for payloaders and combines. So it's just kind of interesting how these exporters now have really picked up to ship this stuff into these foreign countries.
That's awesome. That is, that's good to know. How many items today and how long you expect to go?
Well, we have about 275 that'll be online. We just finished outdoors. We were outdoors for about 20 minutes. We moved a lot of that to our online auction because we didn't knew people weren't going to stand outside. But so we got about 275 items here that we'll probably be done by 4 o'clock today. Plenty of time for everybody to leave. And I know the roads aren't the greatest. My daughter was traveling from Amadon to Bismarck, and she said there's vehicles all over in the ditches on I-94 out by Dickinson, Richardson, and to Glen Ullin. So guys, just be safe. If you can't get here, call us, or get on the internet and bid on this fine equipment we got out here.
Yeah, you can bid right where you're at till 4 o'clock today. Yeah. It sounds like they'll be going. Otherwise, you can, just get on out to Steele and take advantage of the fun. Coffee's on all that, huh?
Go to Pipers.com if you can't make it, or take your time coming here. You might know what you're bidding on. It might be later this afternoon, so just take your time. And like I said, it's a great sale. We got a lot of great sellers that really brought some nice equipment this time, and it's unbelievable what the market is happening. And between the land and the machinery, it's probably the best we've ever seen in history.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'll bet the coffee's on, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, and we've got Carol from Carol's Kitchen in Robinson, North Dakota, and everybody knows what her food is like, but she's got cooch in here, and she's got homemade buns for the roast beef sandwiches and the coffee, and you just can't beat that.
You can't. It's worth the drive out to Steele today to find yourself some good bargains, find out more about the listing, and bid online, too, at Pifers.com, P-I-F-E-R-S, Pifers.com. Anything else you want to tell us, Jim?
That should be it. Just keep looking at our website. We have a lot of sales coming up, a few more machinery sales. Don't forget about the big one in Steele, December 7th, I believe, or 8th. 7th, it is. But we have a lot of online sales yet to come. But all the land sales that we've got to do before the end of the year. So, you know, right now we've done about 210 auctions for the year. And so it's been a great year for Pipers, and we appreciate everybody's business. Give us a call at Pipers for all your auctionees, whether it's machinery or land.
Thanks, Jim. You take care. Enjoy the auction today. Have a good one.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Pipers.com to find out more. I think I heard Kevin going at it in the background there.
Oh, I'm sure. Busiest man in the auction block.
Calling that auction right now, as a matter of fact. Exactly right. All right, let's see. I did not get through all the texts, so I'd like to do that. Just so we can honor everybody here. Does this sound like Joe Biden and company? Proverbs 29:12. If a ruler hearkens to lies, all his servants are wicked. And the wicked cares not to know the plea of the poor. But when the wicked depart, the people rejoice. When the wicked depart, the people rejoice. Hopefully we can start rejoicing if the Republicans can drain some of the swamp. That's beautiful. Well done. Another says, what a great and applicable verse. Yes, it does tend to apply. Does tend to apply. That's for sure. Are we giving into the Democrats by saying, I don't want to hear people fighting anymore? Is that what Uncle Mitt is saying? You think Uncle Mitt doesn't want people fighting anymore? What he said is get stuff done.
But well, what stuff? Mitt?
Well, I think he wants to, again, sing kumbaya with everybody. But for those that, are there people out there who want to hear people fighting anymore?
I don't want to hear people fighting or arguing anymore either.
I want them to stand up for what they believe in.
Absolutely.
Does that mean they're fighting?
I want some people to learn to take no for an answer. Some people to learn that they're not always right. Some people learn that you don't get to be right 100% of the time, and you have to work it out. Going back to Reagan and Tip O'Neill, and grab a bourbon and a cigar and figure it out.
We got Mike on the road with a comment. Yours welcome too at 855-200-1776. On what's on your mind, Mike? What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you that I think that reelecting McConnell and McCarthy to the leadership is a huge mistake. These guys are nothing but rhinos that have worked with the Democrats to pass half the garbage that they've gotten through. And I'm sorry, but I'm very disappointed that won the election. And we know some of that's been cheated, and that's very evident. But I've lost respect for the for even the North Dakota contingency that support. I know that they're saying that that McConnell got through the SCOTUS, and that's great. I mean, I'm not saying everything is bad, but I think that he is he did more to lose the Senate than Trump ever did. He pulled the money from some of the people and flung it to get Murkowski in.
Let me just say this, Mike. I just want to at least lay this a couple things out. One, McConnell has the support of the vast majority of the members that are there because he supports them. Right, so it's sort of a good old boys club. So not many of them are going to turn. A few have, Ted Cruz. Who else? Rick Scott, a few others, but not many. And that's just in the club. As far as pulling support, so Republicans are always outspent in these races, sometimes 2-1. So his dollars, let's just say there's $100 million total spent across the USA. And it's 70-30, 70 to the Democrats, 30 to the Republicans. And of that 30, Mitch is 10, okay? He's a third of the total dollars spent. Having been that outspent, what he's going to do is he's going to say, hey, we're winning over here. I need a few more bucks, and we can push this one across the finish line. And some dollars are going to come from somebody else. It's no different than what you and I would do in our budget. To say, well, I'm going to prioritize and say more is going to go to that than go to this. Can't go to Florida this year.
Black salt would have won if they would have left them swinging in the wind. And I know that you support McConnell, and I know you support our.
I don't. I mean, McConnell is a bit of a swamp dweller. I'm just saying facts matter, and when you're outspent, and you're moving $1 to the other, I want us to be true conservatives and understand that you are going to prioritize. And that if he'd have said, okay, Laxalt, I'm going to double down on you, it's going to come out of somebody else's hide. I'm just saying the reality, that's all.
Yeah, well, I'm very disappointed in what happened. And we should have won the Senate, at least by one or two. And like I said, there's lots of... They might even get Carrie Lake to recount. I hope she hasn't conceded yet.
No, she hasn't. She said something smelly. Keep at it. Thank you, Mike. More calls. Text next.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here. Now. Reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, great spot for lunch today. Oh, yes. Here's what we're having for lunch today. Meatloaf. Meatloaf is a thing. 45th location of PetroServe USA, 9th Street Southwest there. Glendon has meatloaf as well. The PetroServe USA location right there on Highway 10. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Salisbury Steak for lunch today. Pulled pork on 12th Avenue at I-29 exit. Be on the west side of I-29. Beef tips and gravy or taco hot dish. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Any day you go to West Main Avenue, PetroServe USA, you will not be disappointed. Just telling you. Pretty amazing how they do what they do. What else we got? Scalloped potatoes and ham in Harwood. Also great home cooking and grab-and-go convenience in Valley City and in Yulin. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You just tell them Scott sent you, and enjoy yourself a nice little meal there. A few texts left over, and we'll take your calls, too. Our final segment of What's on Your Mind. Your chance to weigh in on anything on your mind. I was going to say something about the former Speaker of the House, but I'll wait. A few minutes, we're going to find out what she's going to do. She's out of here. She's going to do a farewell and have the Democrats all stand up and clap. Oh, Nancy, we're going to miss you. We're going to miss you. Oh. Talk about a swamp dweller that's just stayed way too long. They very often do, you know. They're addicted to the power. Their identity is in what they do in Washington, D.C., not in a mother or father or grandfather or grandmother. Real life that 99% of America considers important. Anyway, that's what I'm guessing. Oh, Nancy. Dear Nancy.
Whoa, look at this crowd.
82 years old. I wish you'd have stayed till you were 92.
Please don't let the door hit you. Actually, if the door hits you, I'm good with it, too.
Oh,
bye.
My gosh.
It's like that scene in Tombstone. Well, bye. Leave.
There you go.
Go.
Couple texts here. By the way, the number, 271-1100, 271-1100. Just a couple minutes left here. Text, all these politicians that won't fight for Trump, I don't trust them to fight for me when things get tough. That's well said.
Yeah, very.
And I understand.
That's a great point. Yep.
Why you think that way. Next, 2024 possibility. Oh, boy. We start talking 2024 and we got...
Just give it a break. A
lot of options.
Let's just leave it. Long time.
Well, Trump's not leaving it.
Well, let's let him just be the guy. We know it's out there. It's fine.
Do the rallies.
Yeah.
Fire people up.
Get back to me in July. Seriously.
You're going to have the House stop all the bad stuff for Biden, and Trump can go out there and highlight it all.
Yep.
Talk about Say It Ain't So, Joe.
Get back to me next fall.
Is that any good or what?
That's awesome.
Oh, man, is it.
Boy, listening to Jim Jordan talk about this, and you know he's no nonsense.
We're committed to getting to the truth. The facts, we think that's what the American people are entitled to. We're gonna try to help Representative Comer and the team here at Oversight with our work on judiciary, but with a specific focus on what the FBI was doing.
And Comer.
In the 118th Congress, this committee will evaluate the status of Joe Biden's relationship with his family's foreign partners and whether he is a president who is compromised or swayed by foreign dollars and influence.
Thank you. Get to it. Get to it.
Come
Get
on,
things
man.
Done. Get things done. All right, here's the 2024 possibility. Pence Nome or DeSantis Lake?
Carrie Lake's going to have a hard time because she's never held public office. She's a fantastic person, but, I mean, she's got to get some governing under her belt, I think.
But she'd be a good VP, don't you think?
I'd like to see some governing under her belt. I think Kristi Noem's a solid choice, absolutely.
That's a fair point. Texter says Pelosi will stay until Gavin is the Democratic nominee.
Well, that's a great prediction, too.
We'll find out shortly.
No, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Listener says, I want justice, and I want the same courtesy extended to them that they've been dealing us. Hadn't been much courtesy.
No.
Another says, tell Jim Jordan to release the name of the SCOTUS abortion ruling leaker. That's amazing. They must know who it is, just haven't
done
it.
No.
Another listener is going to put the fear of God in you, Kev. Nancy is running for the 2024 presidential candidate.
Okay, sure.
That would be great, actually, to have her have to withstand that kind of scrutiny. Another said, the people that Cramer and Hoeven represent voted for term limits. Will they bring it up on a federal level?
Ask that tomorrow.
Actually, Senator Cramer's not on
tomorrow. He's not on tomorrow. That's...
You know who is on tomorrow? Tom Homan.
Week from tomorrow, we can ask.
Yes, a week from tomorrow, we can ask Senator Cramer, absolutely. But and more importantly, Tom, as I always say, you can ask Senator Cramer.
Great opportunity.
That's right. Anything you want. So Keep that in mind. Tom Homan will join us tomorrow on the program. Tom Homan is border czar under Presidents Reagan through Trump. We're going to talk a little bit about the...
Well, what? It's all secure.
Title 42.
Nothing to talk about there. It's fine.
Title 42.
All secure.
Court decision is going to be a mess. I mean a mess. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.